Is in Kokomo on Port Stephens FM 100.9, and that signals the introduction of our very interesting Talking Travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford segment, the first segment for 2018. Welcome back, Erin.
Thank you, Colleen.
Very happy to be back in town and back on Port Stephens FM for 2018.
Oh, great to have you.
Yeah. I had a very... very amazing Christmas and New Year in the winter wonderland of Vancouver in Canada. And, you know, it was so exciting. I actually experienced my first white Christmas. So that was very special. It snowed and they pulled all the stops out for me, which was lovely. Although the locals do tend to call it Raincouver in the winter months, as it does tend to rain quite a bit more than it does snow. So that's one little tip. I'd always recommend that travellers carry a small portable umbrella with them when they're visiting Vancouver at that time of year.
Slightly different from the warm weather we had here over Christmas and New Year.
Yes.
Certainly different. What activities did you get up to during your stay in Vancouver, Erin?
Well, there's so much to see and do in and around Vancouver, Colleen. So, of course, as we always talk about, I took the hop-on-hop-off bus, which is also known as the Vancouver Trolley Experience. It's a great way, you know, to get your bearings and to see the city and the popular sites and tourist attractions. So some of those attractions that I did get to take in was the famous Stanley Park with the beautiful gardens and the First Nations art and totem poles, Granville Island, which is very famous for the craft breweries and the fresh farmers markets, Gastown, which is a little lively little hip area with lots of eateries and galleries, and it has a whistling steam clock that goes off every hour, so that's a must. Yeah, it was interesting. And one of my favourite experiences in Vancouver was the Flyover Canada. It is a bit of a sensory experience where you sit down, but you're strapped in and you sort of hang suspended with your feet dangling in front of a 20-meter IMAX style screen. And then a film comes on and it whisks you all across Canada from the east to the west. And there's lots of special effects such as wind and mist and even scents, so smells, that... combined with the actual ride and the film, it's such an unforgettable experience. It was just amazing.
That would be great. I would love that.
Yeah.
Now, you certainly packed a lot in your time in Vancouver. Any other experiences around in other neighbouring areas?
Yeah, I was very fortunate to be able to explore much of Greater Vancouver. And some of my favourite places just outside of Vancouver were the Capilano Suspension Bridge. So as the name suggests, it's a bridge over a canyon and it's suspended. So it does move. It's not for the faint-hearted, let me tell you. I didn't quite get all the way across. I did get a little bit scared. But in the winter, all the trees, because it's in a forest, so all the trees are lit up with Christmas lights, and it's so beautiful. And they actually have the largest Christmas tree in Canada at the Capilano Suspension Bridge. And it's lit up with all Christmas lights and decorations. It's just beautiful. And to top it all off, the Vancouver Trolley Company actually offer a complimentary shuttle from downtown Vancouver up to the Capilano Park at various times throughout the day. So that's a good way to see it.
Yes.
I also visited both Whistler and Grouse Mountain ski villages. So these two ski parks are absolutely beautiful, both in the winter when they're covered in snow, but also in the summer when they have lots of wildflowers growing. So I just absolutely loved the white winter wonderland of each of these ski villages, and I played in the snow and made snow angels, and yeah, so that was lovely. And then I was also lucky enough to head over to Victoria, which is on Vancouver Island.
How is that? I've heard a lot about that.
It's beautiful. It's a little bit quieter than Vancouver, downtown Vancouver, if you like. It's sort of like coming from Sydney up our way to the bay. It's very accessible, either by ferry or a flight. And the region, it's home to the Beauchart Gardens, which is a very famous gardens. It offers over 55 acres of pristine manicured gardens and greenery, and there's something on offer for everybody. So they've got things for adults and children. And again, that Beauchart Gardens is beautiful both in the summer and the winter. So I was there in the winter, and even though, you know, the roses weren't in bloom and things like that, the actual grounds are still kept so beautifully manicured, and there's snow on the tops of the trees and things. So it was just stunning.
Sounds like there's a lot to do for any of our listeners wanting to go to Vancouver. It's obviously a lot to do in the city and out. So the gardens sound lovely, Erin. So I think we might just have a little song from Otis Redding about docks and the bay.
Okay.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time.
Well, welcome back, Erin. We're talking travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, and we're talking about the stunning Vancouver in Canada, where Erin has just been. So let's get into the good stuff. Tell me about the food, Erin.
Well, Colleen, I don't know where to start, but I do have to mention my all-time favourite Canadian food, which is poutine. I don't know, maybe I'm saying it with an Australian accent, but doesn't I think matter. That's how you pronounce it, which... To explain what it is, it's essentially a bowl or a plate of chips or fries, and then it has cheese curd over the top, and then it's smothered in a rich beef gravy.
Good heavens.
It is just divine. It's ridiculous. It's just such an odd combination to have the cheese and the gravy. It's nothing that I've really ever had before. I have tried to replicate it since being home, and I just can't do it justice. I don't think we actually have cheese curd in Australia, so I substituted it with bocconcini, but it just wasn't the same, let me tell you.
Okay.
And another Canadian treat is beaver tails.
I've always wanted to know what they are.
Yes. So it's not what you think. It's not the actual tail of a beaver. It's a sweet treat. So it's as if you got a big cinnamon donut and flattened it out. So it's sort of like a large oval shape. It's probably about 20 centimetres long.
Good heavens.
And then, so it's deep fried because it's like a donut. And then they smother it in whatever type of treaty goodness you would like. So you can have Oreo spread or Hershey's chocolate or just cinnamon, sugar and lemon. But I like to stick with a Canadian flavour and have the maple butter, which is, yeah, it's just beautiful. But you can't have too many because they are quite decadent. But so that's another little Canadian treat that I like to have.
You're on holiday.
Exactly. But all over Vancouver and some of the neighbouring areas, there's plenty of restaurants and eateries and pubs, and they all seem to offer extended happy hours. So they usually range from 2 or 3 in the afternoon until about 6 or 7 at night. And during the happy hour, they offer a fair few menu items at a reduced price, and they're usually at like an appetizer size, so you can get a few different things to try, and they always have beverages that are on special, and it was, you know, I took advantage of that while I was traveling around because it gave me an opportunity to sample some of the local you know, foods and treats and things. And what's, oh, a little piece of trivia, that's right, a little piece of trivia for you today, Colleen.
Good.
So in Vancouver, there's over 1,800 Starbucks coffee locations. So you can pretty much guarantee that you will never have to walk more than 2 minutes until you get to another Starbucks. Isn't that crazy?
How can one city need so much coffee, I tell you?
I don't know, yeah.
I really think that poutine is something, and also the beaver tails. I'm glad you clarified that.
Yes.
Any other travel tips for listeners when travelling to Vancouver, Erin?
I probably would definitely suggest to try and get to a live hockey game. It's honestly such a fun experience, and it is the Canadian national sport, so they are quite good at it. But even I was able to get to a Canucks game, which is the Vancouver ice hockey team. But, you know, I would have even been happy just going to a college game because I've never seen the sport before, so just the experience and the atmosphere is amazing.
Oh, look, honestly, I'm going away today with a wealth of knowledge on Vancouver, and I know if you're listening, you have the same, and a taste of all the good foods. And if any of our Port Stephens listeners, PSRFM, would like any more information on today's travel segment or have any other travel-related questions, you can contact Erin on 1300 655 427. That's 1300 655 427, or email the station on admin@psrfm.org.au. Thank you for today, Erin, and we've learned a lot, and if anyone's thinking of going to Vancouver, they've certainly got a great choice. And what can we look forward to next travel segment?
Thanks, Colleen. In our next Talking Travel segment, we're actually going to talk about Australian driving holidays with children, and that will be next Thursday, the 25th of January, same time, just after 10:30.
Thanks, Erin, and welcome back. And we'll be talking to you next week, Talking Travel with Erin Beckford. It's now 7 minutes to 11, and we've got some messages for you.
Everyone deserves a personal travel manager. Port Stephens residents no longer have to go afield or online to book flights, an amazing holiday or a relaxing cruise with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, in town. With over 11 years travel industry experience, Erin can help plan and tailor-make your dream holiday to anywhere in the world. And she's right here in Anna Bay. Where would you like to go today? Call Erin on 1300 655 427, or go to travelmanagers.com.au/Erin Beckford to make your holiday dreams a reality. Sponsor this station.
Suffering from poor circulation? Bergamet Pro Plus improves the blood flow to all your major organs, blocks cholesterol absorption in the gut, and helps protect your liver. It's highly regarded by many as the best natural product developed in the past 30 years for improving overall cardiovascular and metabolic health. It's recommended that all people over 50 should be taking it for long-term health.